Hey everyone, Eric here. Just wanted to check in and let you know that I'm still currently working on our upcoming Indiana Jones finale with our Dial of Destiny episode. But with all the UFO talk going on in the news regarding the recent congressional hearings about a potential cover-up by the US government, I figured it might be fun to vote on which alien movie we should watch next. You can actually vote now below, directly on the Spotify app. So if you haven't already, definitely give that a download and follow us on there. Those that have been following our show know that we recently watched Ridley Scott's Alien, James Cameron's Aliens, as well as both Predator and Prey, not to mention Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. But there's still a whole lot of great alien-themed movies that we haven't covered yet. Also worth noting, the only reason Independence Day didn't make the list was because we're saving that one for a 4th of July special.
Welcome to Earth.
Up first, the 1951 American sci-fi classic, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
We interrupt this program to give you a bulletin just received from one of our naval units at sea. A large object traveling at supersonic speed is headed over the North Atlantic toward the east coast of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Drew Pearson. We bring you this special radio television broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon. The arrival of a spaceship in Washington. The Army has taken every precaution to meet any emergency which may develop. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen, I think something is happening.
I came here to give you these facts. But if you threaten to extend your violence, this earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder.
But he's a robot. Without you, what could he do?
There's no limit to what he could do. He could destroy the earth.
All vehicles, close in. Let's go.
After that, we've got Steven Spielberg's Close Encounters of the Third Kind from 1977.
Indianapolis, Area 31 has traffic 2 o'clock, slightly above.
Can you say aircraft type?
Negative, Center. No distinct outline. Tell you the truth, the target is rather brilliant.
Wait a second. He's heading right for my windshield.
The traffic is approaching head on. Ultra bright and really moving. Right by us, right now. That was really close.
31, do you wish to file a report of any kind of it?
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, Center.
This is nuts. What do you want? I just want to know that it's really happening.
We recently had a close encounter. A close encounter with something very unusual.
Who are you people?
Boys!
One, two, three. I'm seeing this shape. Damn it, I know this. I know what this is.
This means something. What did you expect to find?
An answer.
Next is Tim Burton's Mars Attacks from 1996, starring Jack Nicholson, Danny DeVito, Jack Black, Glenn Close, and Pierce Brosnan.
What is that?
White House
house is coming out live.
My fellow Americans, this is a momentous occasion. It is profoundly moving to know there is intelligent life out there. Alien life. And our world will never feel quite the same again. Once you believe.
Martians, please come to Earth, please.
Once you rise above fear.
Annihilate! Kill! Kill!
Let's not be too rash.
Then you'll be invited.
Hi there. Are you interested in the White House?
To meet with a new people.
It's so perfect that it's happening at the beginning of the new millennium.
More powerful than the might of America.
I'll tell you one thing. They ain't getting a TV.
More advanced than the brains of Britain.
Ladies and gentlemen, this could be a cultural misunderstanding.
But be prepared for a few changes to what we know and love.
It's Tom Jones, right? It ain't unusual.
As we must learn to dance.
Girls, get out!
To a new tune. Jack Nicholson.
Whoa. Why can't we all just get along?
Glenn Close.
Kick the crap out of them.
Pierce Brosnan.
What, in your view, are some of the things that the Martians can teach us, Professor?
Quite a lot about Mars, I expect, Natalie.
That means
Danny DeVito.
You want to conquer the world, you're going to need lawyers, right?
And Annette Bening.
I think they've come to save us.
From director Tim Burton.
Hey, we all make mistakes, Mr. President.
Mars Attacks.
Not anymore.
Followed by 2016's Arrival, directed by Denis Villeneuve, starring Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner, and Forrest Whitaker.
There are days that define your story beyond your life. Like the day they arrived.
The objects measure at least...
I'm Colonel G.T. Weber from Army Intelligence.
Pack your bags.
You're at the top of everyone's list when it comes to translations.
Priority one. What do they want? Where are they from? You'll be reporting to me, but you'll be working with him when you're in the show.
That's what they're calling the UFO.
Who's being carted off in the medevac?
Not everyone is wired for what you're about to do.
So what do they look like?
You'll see soon enough.
Every 18 hours, a door opens up. That's where we go in.
It's time.
Yeah, that just happened.
What happens now?
They arrive.
They need to see me.
Dr. Banks?
Are you insane?
Now that's a proper introduction.
More objects have landed around the world.
This is one of 12.
I'm never going to be able to speak their words.
Got 2 days. Figure something out.
I am human. It's their language. We need to make sure that they understand the difference between a weapon and a tool. Language is messy, and sometimes one can be both.
Are you dreaming in their language? It's possible they're prodding us to fight among ourselves.
This is just a way to force us to work together for once.
It's more complicated than that.
How is it more complicated?
Russia just executed one of their own to keep their secret.
Got 21 hours.
Before they start global war.
So how do we clarify their intentions?
I go back in.
Why does this feel worse?
And our last pick for this vote is Jordan Peele's Nope from 2022, starring Daniel Kaluuya, Kiki Palmer, and Steven Yeun.
Did you know that the very first assembly of photographs to create a motion picture was a 2-second clip of a black man on a horse? And that man is my great-great-grandfather.
Great.
There's another great-grandfather. But that's why back at the Haywood Ranch, as the only black-owned horse trainers in Hollywood, we like to say since the moment pitchers could move, yeah, skin in the game.
It's a bad miracle. They got a word for that.
Yeah, nah.
Once again, that's The Day the Earth Stood Still, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Mars Attacks, Arrival, and Nope. Vote now directly on our Spotify app to let us know which one we should watch next, and stay tuned for our episode on Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, as well as our upcoming review of the new Super Mario Brothers movie.